This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How corporate directors build trust through transparency. What happened? Harvard Law School's Corporate Governance Forum published a guide aimed at board directors on how to use transparency as a trust-building tool. The piece targets executives at the highest levels of organizational decision-making, arguing that openness is not just ethical, but strategically smart. It frames transparency as a deliberate communication practice, not a personality trait or accident of good intentions. The communication angle. Let's start with what this guide gets right. It treats transparency as a skill, not a virtue. Most corporate communication fails not because leaders are dishonest, but because they confuse silence with safety. They say nothing thinking they're protecting themselves. What they're actually doing is leaving a vacuum, and other people fill vacuums with fear, rumor, and suspicion. The real communication event here is the framing choice. Calling this a guide for directors rather than a think piece or a policy paper is a smart move. It signals this is operational. This is something you do, not something you believe. That distinction matters enormously. When you frame communication advice as a belief system, people nod and walk away unchanged. When you frame it as a set of moves, people actually try them. Here is where most corporate leaders fall apart on transparency. They announce outcomes instead of narrating decisions. They say we've decided to restructure the division without ever explaining the reasoning chain that got them there. The audience hears the conclusion and fills in the backstory themselves. That backstory is almost always worse than the truth. Transparency does not mean dumping information. It means showing your work. Walk people through how you thought about the problem, what you weighed, what you chose not to do, and why. That sequence builds trust because it treats the audience as intelligent adults. There's also a timing problem that boards consistently get wrong. Transparency delivered after the damage is done is called damage control, and people recognize it immediately. Real transparency is front-loaded. You tell people what you know before they need to ask. That one shift from reactive to proactive disclosure changes the entire dynamic of how a leader is perceived. The guide is right to connect transparency to trust. But trust is not built through disclosure alone. It is built through consistency. You can be transparent once and still be untrustworthy if your actions contradict your word 6 weeks later. The communication technique that actually locks in trust is follow-through narration, going back to your audience after a decision plays out and saying, here is what happened. Here is what I got right. Here is what I missed. Almost no corporate leader does this. The ones who do become the most credible people in any room. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on structured honesty gives you a framework for sequencing difficult information so that your audience stays with you instead of shutting down. The order in which you reveal things is not a minor detail. It is the whole game. The takeaway. Before your next board update or team briefing, write out three things in this order: the decision you made, the two or three factors that drove it, and the one thing you're still uncertain about. Read that uncertainty out loud. Say it in the room. That single act of naming what you do not know will build more trust than any polished slide deck you've ever presented. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.